Welcome to the show. My name is John McKinstry, and this is WorkWords. This is a podcast where I share some poems that I've written about the world of work and life in the office in particular. Now, the theme for this episode could have been chosen from a list. I did consider calling the theme for this episode ethics. I also looked at integrity as a possible theme. I know there's a bit of overlap between those two words, obviously. I also considered calling the theme of this episode self-centered. And at one point, I just thought you'd call the theme for this episode greed. In the end, I've chosen the theme for this episode to be consequences. And it's one that I'm fairly sure I will end up revisiting on a future episode. So let's talk about consequences in the workplace. How do you act in the office or the contact centre where you work? That's my first question. Would you describe yourself as acting in a professional manner? And if you do, hope obviously the answer to that is yes. If you do that, why do you do that? Do you do that because it's the right thing to do? Or do you do that because there's a system in place that could catch you acting in an unprofessional way and punish or penalise you for acting differently? Do you know your sins and misdeeds will be discovered and brought to light? Is that why you would act professionally? Or do you do it because you are a professional person? A long time ago, one of my managers had said to me, you can be professional or not professional. You choose one. There's nothing in between. You either are a professional in your attitude or you're not. I don't know if you will or won't agree with that, but something I certainly took to heart early on in my career. I'll ask you another question. Have you ever seen or been made aware someone in your workplace who is bending or maybe even breaking the rules? What would you do if you heard about that or saw that? If you saw or heard clear evidence, what would you do? Or if you've seen it, what did you do? It can take a lot of courage to call out a colleague. A lot of the times your colleagues are actually also friends. It can take a lot to call somebody out, even if you can see that what they're doing is bending or breaking the rules. Would you do it? Could you do it? What would be the possible consequences to you if you saw someone breaking the rules and you did call it out? Would you potentially be looking at a cold shoulder from the other members of the team? Would you be thinking about being labelled as a grass? Would that affect your decision whether to call it out or not? Another question that's relevant to the topic, the theme for this episode is, why do you think somebody might bend the rules? Why might somebody break the rules? Would it be self-interest? Would it be just frustration with the red tape or the bureaucracy? Or would it just be plain, simple greed or malice? Another thing to contemplate as we move into the poem for this episode, if someone broke the rules and got away with it in your workplace, and then someone else saw that and also got away with it, is it possible that culture could emerge of rule breaking? Could breaking or at least bending the rules become the way things are done around here? If it did, could you work in that kind of culture? If you were pulled into that kind of culture or you found yourself in it through no fault of your own, would you try to just go with the program until you could find a way out, maybe a new job or moving into a new team? Or would you just accept it and go along with the program? Most of us like to think in our hearts that we would and could do the right thing. But in fairness, most people haven't been tempted. Some people, I would guess, tell themselves it's no big deal when they bend rules. And maybe it isn't. Or maybe they tell themselves that any consequence will be a long time coming and not always terribly serious, which, again, could actually be true. But here's the thing. Consequence always finds you. A friend of mine from years back said to me that karma sometimes loses her way and gets to you slowly, but she never loses your address. So with all that in mind, with the scene now set, I'd like to share this episode's poem with you. This is called sharp scratch. They were mostly on holiday in July. No big sales targets then. No big campaigns then. So they organised time off for that month. And limited damage was therefore done. When they acted, they all knew they were bending the rules. Many, in fact, were cheerfully breaking them. A glorious time, they all told one another. Big money to be made. Big promotions to be earned. You don't pause to think about the people you're selling to, of course. You don't want to have to recall any sad, upset human faces, now do you? Could affect your abilities if you remember the false hopes in the eyes of the cattle about to hand you their savings. So you don't think about them as people. No. Just as the cash cows you have to milk as quickly and thoroughly as you can. But they did limited damage in July. That was when the complaints were lowest. That was when the fewest people called in a rage or in tears. And that was when the diagnosis was finally made. Stern measures were needed. Potent medicine was called for. A new manager who knew all the tricks. A new manager who was happy to be hated. As the first day of August rolled around, they all heard about her. Some asked their contacts about her. They quickly learned what she was, as well as who she was. An immovable object. Someone whose own parents had been sold to by these very same people. Someone who was there to stop other elderly people being treated the same way. A vaccine in human form for the ailment the company had acquired. Smart as a whip, hard as nails. When she arrived in the office on the second day of August, she made her intention quite clear to them with just two words. Sharp scratch. It's what they all knew the nurse said to you just before the injection was given. Sharp scratch. She was quick acting, and the impact of her introduction would have serious side effects. Worthwhile side effects, though. Sometimes you need to endure the foulest of medicines if you want to get better. They were mainly on holiday in July, and by the start of September, they were gone. Okay, let me offer a few thoughts in the wake of the poem. For dramatic effect, I chose a sales setting. And sales is often thought of, usually by people who haven't ever worked in sales, as a place or profession fueled by deceit and lies. But in reality, while there sadly are some genuine snakes out there, most salespeople are very alert to acting with integrity. They know a bad reputation can follow you and it can ruin a career. Let me ask you, could you conjure up images of the victims of the characters of that poem? Could you empathise with their plight? If a person couldn't empathise, if they gleefully put their bonus over ethics, how would you describe them? Could you work with them? Could you work for them? When you think about your own team and your own company, the people you work with day in, day out, do you consider it a fairly ethical sort of place? Do people groan about the rules? Are there quiet conversations and hushed voices about bending or breaking them, cutting through the red tape to get the job done? That's not the same thing as mis-selling. How would you respond, though, if someone implied bending the rules in a comparatively minor way to you, suggesting it was just a small sin with no real victims? Consequences is a really interesting area to think about because it's something that could affect all of us at some point. Looking at the ethics can be fascinating for any job, and I hope the questions I've proposed around the subject of ethics and consequences have been interesting. I also hope you've enjoyed the poem, enjoyed Sharp Scratch, and that you will join me again for another episode sometime in the future. Until then, take care. You can subscribe to the show on your podcast provider of choice. Our music was The Long View by Purple Planet Music, and art was by Miss Puddle Duck. The ebook, Work Words, is now available to purchase on Amazon.